Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
What would you do Wednesday is on?
Basically, I'm going to a gender reveal party this weekend, and I don't know if I'm supposed to bring something. I don't know if I'm supposed to get a gift. I got a message in from Gary down at Taroni's who said, leave the gift and the diapers to the baby shower, bring food. But the problem is, it's at a restaurant. It's catered already.
Oh.
So what do I do? Right. I don't know. Let's head on over to the phone, Stop.
All right, we got Dave hanging on there. Dave, can you help us out?
I got Chewy's answer.
All right, let's hear it, brother.
Chewy, your answer is yes, you got to bring a gift.
Yeah.
Like diapers, wipes.
Oh, okay, so yes. Something not like, it's not defined to whether it's a boy or a girl. But yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, so you have to, I just went through it. You have to bring something.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Does Chewy need to bring a gift to a gender reveal
baby
party?
Gender reveal, no. But a baby shower, yes.
Okay, well, thanks, Trace. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Molly.
Molly, what's the answer here? Does Chewy have to bring something?
Diapers.
So diapers is the way to go?
Diapers is the way to go. Get a box or two. Get a couple different sizes. That's the way to go.
All right. I think that makes the most sense. So I appreciate it, Molly. Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too.
See you, Molly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Lisa.
Lisa. So what's the right answer here for Chewy?
Since he was invited to the party, he should definitely bring something. And he can check with the people throwing the party if they're registered anywhere. That might help pick the guesswork out of it.
Wouldn't you usually register, though, if you know what you're... I guess not, though. You could get, like, the walker or whatever if you do that thing early.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, Lisa.
He doesn't. How about a baby carrier or a diaper bag?
There we go.
I'm thinking like $25 and a card.
If you do that, you're going to be cheap Chewy.
Oh, that's okay. Uh-huh. She's my cousin anyway. It's all right. I'm already cheap Chewy. All right. Thank you for the call, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye.
You can jump in. Would you love to? 1-800-570-1013. What would you do Wednesday is on here? It has to do with a gender reveal party. I've never been to one. You've never been one either, right?
No, but I'm going this weekend, and I don't know. Am I supposed to bring a gift? Am I not supposed to bring a gift? What's the etiquette here?
All right, we got Donna hanging on. Donna, what's the answer?
Well, usually the invitation will say to bring either, like, diapers or something like that.
The invitation was over text.
It was over a text. Not necessary, but people usually bring... just something that the baby might need.
Well, all I heard was not necessary. So thank you, Donna.
Appreciate it,
You're
Donna.
You're welcome.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
This is David.
Hi, David. What should Chewy do here?
He doesn't got to bring anything. That's what the baby shower's for.
Exactly. I don't think I need a gift here, man.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if this a good friend of yours?
It's a cousin. It's my cousin.
I mean, you could bring him a case of beer or something.
There you go. No,
but they can't even drink it.
Yeah. Well, it's for you. It's for you to drink
while
you're at their
party.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. She can't even drink it.
It's for the dad.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay, I don't really know him that well.
Oh. So you don't want to bring
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, just a six-pack then.
Just give him a high five then.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, David, we appreciate it.
Yep, you guys have a great day.
Your opinion matters to Doc and Chewy. Let's hear yours at 1-800-570-1013.
Carla's hanging on. Carla, is there a right thing to do?
I think this is what I've done. I went to two benders.
I've been on a few benders, too.
a few of them myself. But what I do is I got a bottle of wine for both mom and dad. I got mom some body lotions and bath salts, and I got some toys for the baby.
I like that idea.
This sounds like it's going to be a few bucks, Carla.
It cost me, well, my goal is like nothing over $100. So I got a nice bottle of wine, and the bath salts are not that much money. And then you get a few baby toys, you know, baby rattles and stuffed animals and all that. And that's, you're in. You're in like Flynn. You know, you don't have to worry about if you got the wrong thing. And the parents are always happy with the bottle of wine.
Yeah, so I'm headed to get a box of wine. And I'm going to the dollar store. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Carla.
That's the cheapest way out, Chewy. You got it.
Thank you, Carla. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What is Chewy need to do here, the right way to do this?
So, as a mom of two, the way I always did it was gender reveals were monetary gifts if you gave a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby shower was the one traditionally where an actual gift, such as a playpen or clothes or whatever, was purchased.
All right.
So I've also seen people, also seen for gender reveals, people giving, like, toiletry, the baby lotions, the medicines, different things, like little things like that that baby needs.
Good idea.
So what's the correct monetary amount?
I would say at least enough to be able to buy a pack of diapers and a pack of wipes.
All right.
In what year?
He's so cheap.
Honestly, I just went to one about 2 weeks ago. I looked at Target's price for diapers and wipes. I gave them $30 and they went and they got diapers and wipes with it.
Hey, that sounds good to me, Michelle. $30, I'm locked in.
Oh, it sounds like that's over budget for you.
There you go, Chewy.
Thank you, Michelle.
No problem.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
This is Woody. How are you this morning?
Good, Woody. Woody, what should Chewy do here?
Do like I do. Don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Woody is the man. That's the best answer I've heard so far.
You know what, Woody? Here's the situation I'm in. Normally, I'm the stay-home kind of person, but my cousin got with Amanda first over text saying, hey, this is when the gender reveal party is. Are you guys coming? And, of course, Amanda agreed. So I'm roped in.
You're roped. You're okay, but I still come up with an excuse.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? Now that you say it.
I hear it coming on.
Here we go.
Don't wish that on yourself now.
Yeah, but that's going around, so you can always say, I think.
Yeah, I think. You're down. Right. I think. appreciate it, Woody.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you guys so much. We are going to continue the conversation on the Froggy 101 Facebook page. That's where you can jump in. You can text or you can leave your message up there.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a day bed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.